And now let's talk about medals in the military. The maelstrom surrounding Democratic presidential nominee John Kerry's military service in Vietnam marches on. The advocacy group Swift Boat Veterans for Truth sparked the controversy by running ads that accuse Kerry of distorting his combat experience in the Mekong Delta. The Kerry campaign has denied those charges. The dispute has cast doubt on the validity of Kerry's naval decorations. Joining us now to explain how the Navy awards its medals in combat is Thomas Cutler, an editor at the Naval Institute Press and author of the book Brownwater, Black Berets, Coastal and Riverine Warfare in Vietnam. He's with us by phone from his office in Annapolis, Maryland. Good to have you on Talk of the Nation.
Glad to be here.
You were a commander in the Navy during the Vietnam War. Can you describe the process of awarding medals for combat that was in effect during the time you served?
The procedure, even though you're talking about combat and so forth, what actually goes down for awarding of medals is rather a strict, rather bureaucratic process, an awful lot of paperwork and so forth. It's you don't see people handing out decorations on the field. The way the process would normally work is the chain of command generally looks down the chain looking for, not looking for, but if someone stands out as deserving of some kind of special recognition, a commander could nominate one of his sailors or whatever to receive some kind of an award based upon the act that we're talking about.
So,
go ahead, I'm sorry.
I was just going to say, somebody can't nominate themselves.
No, they cannot. As I said, it normally works from the top down. Now, the chain of command, of course, goes all the way up. You know, you can go for many, many, many layers and so forth. And in the case of a Swift Boat commander, for example, he works for a squadron commander who may or may not be there at the exact moment. When a situation like that, I mean, if the commanding officer, for example, doesn't observe the act of heroism or something, that would come more from other people telling him. In other words, they, you know, they come back from the patrol and say, oh, you should have seen Lieutenant Jones. He was amazing. He jumped up and did blah, blah, blah.
And would the commander then take affidavits or statements from
this? Yes. Yeah. Yes, he would definitely, you know, if it seemed like it warranted that kind of thing, he would certainly investigate it very carefully, try to get as much information and cross-information as possible. How much information available is very subjective. You have to understand one of the things these people are, you know, they're in combat in many cases, which means there's a high stress level. If you've got several people, you know, observe an automobile accident, they've always got different interpretations of what went on.
Mm-hmm.
But nonetheless, the commander would find out as much as he or she possibly could, write up this thing through this rather extensive bureaucratic process, paperwork, submit it. It would go through several levels of review and ultimately be approved and come back down the chain of command, and usually it takes a while.
Now, when a commanding officer submits the efforts of one of his subordinates for a medal, does he say, you know, this really deserves the Bronze Star or this the Silver Star?
Yeah, it would be a recommendation for a specific kind of award. Now, many times the reviewing boards will change that. They'll overrule it. They'll say, oh, no, this is deserving of something better or something lesser. So it can either go through as written or sometimes it's modified.
Now, we're talking about medals awarded for valor. Purple Hearts, they're different.
Very different. And that's something that you often see confused. When people talk about someone, you know, won the Purple Heart or something, you get the impression of some act of valor or something like that. And that's not the case. A Purple Heart is strictly awarded for being wounded in combat, for being injured. The extent of the injuries can be as, you know, simple as a very small cut all the way up to losing limbs or even dying.
Mm-hmm.
But that's strictly what the Purple Heart is for. It's just for being wounded.
And again, the extent of the injury doesn't matter as much as the wound. Does it matter how the wound was received? Again, in the Kerry case, there are allegations that in one of the Purple Heart incidents, his injury was self-inflicted. I don't think anybody's saying he stabbed himself deliberately, but that something he did caused his injury.
Mm-hmm. That's a tough one. I mean, you know, there's shrapnel flying around. Who knows what's going on in a situation like that? And it's very hard to nail down. But, I mean, the idea is that you've received injury as a result of enemy action. And I would say that my interpretation would be that you would have to, you know, be hit by shrapnel or something like that. I don't think if for example, if I were in a combat situation and I was running up the ladder and I banged my knee on the ladder, I don't think I would think that would warrant a Purple Heart. But on the other, and as I said, these things, they vary tremendously. I mean, I had one friend who was hit with flat in the chest with a piece of shrapnel and knocked flat on his behind and got up from it with a bruise on his chest. He got a Purple Heart because he was hit with shrapnel. Another guy took a round right through the bridge of his nose and took out both of his eyes. I mean, those are very, very different kinds of instances, but they are nonetheless Purple Hearts.
Now, as you're mentioning, you wrote citations for medals during your career in the Navy. From your experience, and I guess we're getting back to, either incident, either Purple Hearts or medals for valor, what's the likelihood that these awards can be based on erroneous information?
Well, it can be. I mean, obviously, people see things differently. They may not see, they think they saw something they didn't or whatever. I mean, generally, I would say that the system works very well overall. However, like any system, it's vulnerable to error and or corruption. I mean, there are cases where people will cheat the system. It's hard to cheat the system by yourself. In other words, you can't put yourself in for a medal, so someone else has to cooperate with you. And you know, maybe your commanding officer is a friend of yours and wants to see your career advance. And you go say, hey, how about writing me up a medal? An unscrupulous person might do that. If it's written up well and goes up for a review at the board level, they don't have as much control over it. So, you know, the system can be corrupted. I don't think it is very often, but I think it would be foolish to say that it never is.
Thomas Cutler, thanks very much for being with us today.
Glad to be here.
Thomas Cutler is an editor at the Naval Institute Press. He's the author of the book Brown Water, Black Berets, Coastal and Riverine Warfare in Vietnam. And he joined us by phone from his office in Annapolis, Maryland.